It's Friday, June the 5th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by TD Ameritrade. Coming up, a memorial for George Floyd and the ECB's bond buy. First, the world in brief. After a night of largely peaceful protests in America, supporters and relatives of George Floyd, the unarmed black man killed by a white police officer in Minneapolis on May 25th, attended the first of many memorials to honour the 46-year-old. Meanwhile, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, a Republican, said she agreed with James Mattis, a former defense secretary who mounted a scathing criticism of President Donald Trump's handling of the protests. She said she was struggling with the question of whether to support the president in November. Nearly 1.9 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, the fewest in over 2 months, and a sign the economy may be recovering from the COVID-19 crisis. Still, the total number of applications for aid since mid-March is now 42.6, the worst figure since the Depression. The European Central Bank increased its bond-buying programme by €600 billion, $681 billion, and extended it by 6 months to June 2021. This brings the purchases promised by the ECB to support the Eurozone's economy to €1.35 trillion. Germany's government also agreed on its own stimulus package worth €130 billion. It will reduce VAT temporarily, give families €300 per child, and double a consumer subsidy for electric cars. A federal appeals court banned Bayer, a chemicals giant, from selling Xtendimax, an agricultural weed killer in America. The Environmental Protection Agency, it ruled, had understated the risks related to dicamba, a constituent chemical. Bayer inherited the lawsuit when it bought Monsanto, an agrochemicals giant, in 2018. It faces separate allegations that its glyphosate-based weed killer, Roundup, causes cancer. Thousands of Hong Kongers gathered to mark the anniversary of the crackdown on the Tiananmen Square demonstrations in 1989, in which hundreds of protesters were killed. This year's vigil was banned, ostensibly because of the coronavirus. Earlier the same day, the Legislative Council passed a bill making it illegal to insult China's national anthem, now punishable by 3 years' imprisonment. Iran logged more than 3,000 new COVID-19 cases for the third consecutive day, sparking fears of a second wave of infections. The government has been trying to reopen its economy. Iran was one of the first countries to suffer a major outbreak after China's. Separately, Iranian authorities released Michael White, an American naval veteran imprisoned since last year. Majid Tahari, an Iranian doctor held in America, will head the other way. And Libya's UN-recognised Government of National Accord claimed to have regained full control of Tripoli, the capital. The forces of General Khalifa Haftar, a warlord backed by Egypt, Russia and the United Arab Emirates, had besieged the city for more than a year. Turkey has intervened forcefully on the side of the GNA in recent months. Earlier this week, both sides reportedly agreed to discuss a ceasefire.